Hello there, how are you doing? This is Jeff, of course, and we are coming up with a whole new show to watch for this episode, at least. Just kind of reaching the depths. reaching the depths of my childhood to pull out something different to avoid at all costs The Simpsons, as Ollie has requested. So, what are we watching today? What did we watch?
The first episode of the first season of Mr. Show.
Yeah, Mr. Show with Bob and David. So, did you knew a little bit about this beforehand, right?
Maybe I watched an episode per you telling me to watch one or something. Yeah, and it can't be that deep in your childhood because 95 is when this came out, correct?
Yeah, I mean, deep in like my teenagehood, or deep in, yeah, whatever. Just something. I'm stretching here a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. And it's not even as deep as The Simpsons.
Hell no. Okay. I wasn't watching Mr. Show when I was 8. even if it was around, my mom would not have liked that. I think that it was a show that when I first came out too, I had to kind of sneak watch it. Pretty sure.
Oh, cool. How do you do
sneak Well, you know, watch I mean, did you catch like what program it was, what station it was originally on?
HBO.
Yeah, of course. Yep. So I guess I just had to like get lucky and have my parents go do something on a Friday night or Saturday, whenever it aired.
Oh, okay. And you guys had HBO.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Rarely.
What does that mean?
What does sometimes mean?
Like some.
Yeah, there you go. Yes,
not all the time.
Yes, there you go. So we did have HBO, but not all the time.
So it wasn't fancy because it was just ratchet and sometimes.
Well, I think it was mostly my dad's decision to kind of like decide he wanted to spend a bunch of money on the cable bill every once in a while and then decide he didn't want to the next month. It's kind of what I do with streaming services. You know, I have like all these streaming services. I get like half for a month and I cancel.
Oh, well, that was just kind of smart. Like, I've been paying for the same services that I don't really watch all that much for a long
really?
Time.
Really? Like, which ones?
Yeah. Well, like HBO and Netflix. And I mean, I've been using those.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes I go months without using them.
I feel like HBO alone is, I mean, HBO is the most valuable one for this podcast, at least. I feel like half the time I look at a movie, it's going to be on HBO.
And I am paying for it. We should ask our audience to pay for our subscription.
To HBO or to all of them? Yeah, they should. If they don't, then we'll just have to watch whatever we can find for free on YouTube, right? So just be brain dead over and over again.
Exactly.
So what was your thoughts that this would be beforehand, and what did it end up actually being, this Mr. Show?
I guess I was expecting a 90s sketch comedy thing, and
not
I wasn't
at all.
Expecting it to be not at all.
No, I was just going to say, this is not at all a 90s sketch comedy thing. It's like the most 90s thing ever. It's like distilling 90s.
And I guess the only deviation from that was that, A, I didn't expect it to be so meta here and there.
Yeah.
And B, I expected to like get it more.
Oh.
But mostly I was just baffled. I'm like, how was this funny? Like, I don't get it. Like, it's like I don't hate it.
Sure.
But I don't get
it. I figured you wouldn't. Yeah, I mean, you have a hard time getting, like, different kinds of humor, I feel like. I think that's kind of been established. Maybe that's kind of the thing with Simpsons.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Although,
but
this one's weirder,
like,
for sure.
Yeah. This is weirder than The Simpsons for sure. I remember there was a sketch comedy show in the 90s in Iran that was very edgy at the time, and it was like it felt completely new in a way. And I went back and watched some episodes or some sketches, and I didn't get it either. So I don't think
it's not a cultural thing.
I think it's. Maybe not, yeah. Maybe it's a mindset
thing. I would say I don't think I really laughed when I watched this one, so I don't know if it was particularly funny. Okay. I mean, so what did you feel like specifically you did not get? And I guess you could kind of like briefly establish any sort of skits you're talking about.
Let's see. So the biggest one was probably the one I can maybe intellectually kind of get, which was the change for a dollar one.
Okay.
And in this one, you know, a customer, Bob, goes in.
Who's
and
Bob
Dave
Odenkirk?
Is at the register. Right. Bob Odenkirk goes in. David Cross is the cashier. And he's asking for a dollar. And the cashier ends up asking his boss if that's okay. And then the boss asks his boss. And the boss asks his boss. That boss asks the big boss. The big boss asks the president of the United States. And the president of the United States says no.
Yeah, no.
And that's it.
Yeah. And then like half the time that people got asked the question, they like made weird noises while they're thinking, like,
Right.
Bob Odenkirk, when he's golfing, when he's one of the big bosses, he was like doing a little dance while he was thinking. Okay. Right. Yep. That was a skit. And then I guess it started off with them introducing themselves, and then they pretty quickly, because, you know, I guess one thing I always liked about the show is that it does do a good job of, like, having a scene transition to something else, because it kind of, you don't understand it's really transitioning until you're like, oh, okay, I guess we're following this new character now.
Right. And then there was Ronnie Dobbs that I had after that, which kind of completely went over my head, I feel like.
Oh.
I mean, I got the sense that maybe it had something to do with cops.
Yeah, it was about cops, but just kind of like about, I don't know, celebrity-dom, I guess.
Yeah, where you're supposed to be, like, not responsible, and then this guy actually is responsible, and I didn't get it. And then it went into, like, this whole meta thing.
Okay, so first off, I guess Ronnie Dobbs he was this guy that got famous on this cops-like show, because he got famous because no matter where the cops went, they went to Paris or even the moon or different cities, different states, different countries. He would show up there, and he was always like this drunk guy with no shirt on, yelling about things.
Right, he would get arrested everywhere. I mean, like, he got a contract to get arrested exclusively for somebody, right? And then he got him arrested everywhere.
Oh my God. I guess
and then
so.
After that, we find him talking to the other character, which is Bob Odenkirk. Like, David Cross is Ronnie Dobbs. And that was a scene I didn't quite get. And, like, he had gotten a letter from a child who was like, why don't you get drunk anymore?
Yeah. Yep. And then I think at the end of that whole bit, Bob Odenkirk's pants hatch a chick because he's been wearing these incubation pants the whole time.
Right. And then the show ended.
But the show ended, like, right before the show ended, though, they called out how crappy their sets are. David Cross is like, look how shit this set is. I mean, the HBO can't afford anything. We're in a restaurant.
Okay. I was confused about what he was saying about the set, whether he was saying they spent too much money or too little money. I didn't quite get it.
Oh, too little. Yeah, because he was like, why do we live in this shitty town? And, you know, because we live here because there's a million sets, but we can't even do that. Like, I mean, it seemed like he was actually kind of throwing HBO under the bus a little bit.
Yeah, that they were in a restaurant.
I don't know. And then, do you remember what happened, like, the very, very first actual skit that happened where Bob Odenkirk was the priest?
Oh, yeah, what did happen? They, like, wanted to make him David Cross's slave for a year.
Yeah, I guess.
And
so.
David Cross was this really obnoxious guy.
Yeah, he was part of the two buddies that were at the very, very beginning of the show that were heckling, kind of, or not heckling, but kind of throwing out suggestions. So Bob Odenkirk was kind of this, like, dweeby, kind of awkward dude, and David Cross was this an obnoxious friend.
Yeah, they got kicked out because they offered, like, why don't we do, like, tested skits or whatever, you know? Scripted tested skits. Okay, what do you think? Like, do you think your younger self would have found this funny?
Definitely my younger self did find this funny. And I think there are lots of gems buried in here. I don't know if this is very funny. I mean, so did you recognize any of the actors in it?
No, just Bob Odenkirk and David.
You Cox. Haven't seen all of them yet, but there's a lot of people that are like became quite important in that, especially in the alternative comedy world. So I mean, like when you go to that house where Bob Odenkirk was the father, the priest, and then you know the first couple. Remember the first couple that was in there, the kind of normal couple?
Vaguely.
Okay. Well, that dude is Tom Kenny, and he's the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants, so he's like definitely the richest of them all. Yeah. And then you also may have seen a few times Mary Lynn Rex. How do you say your last name? Raxcub? Anyways, you know her as Gail the Snail from It's Always Sunny.
Gail the Snail.
You know, I think she's like Mac or Charlie's. No, some one of their cousins. I think it's Dee and Dennis's cousin. Actually, they always throw salt on her. They're really mean to her.
Okay.
And then a bunch of people you don't know, but like Brian Posehn, Sarah Silverman. You know who Sarah Silverman is, I think. Jack Black, of course. You know who that is. Paul F. Tompkins. You might know who that dude is.
Wow, they all like worked on this show.
Yeah, I think lots of them got their starts on the show.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it was really important at the time, and I think it was like, I mean, it's a surrealist show too. So you're trying to make sense of something that like doesn't necessarily make sense.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I like that.
So it is definitely surrealist. I want to say though that you know that an obnoxious character that was trying to make the reverend or the priest into his slave. Do you remember the last thing that you know the thing that he's because he was doing all these like things. He's like, hey man, if I eat all these ash. Like, butts in the ashtray, but give me a cigarette. And he did that, and someone gave him a cigarette. And then he said, hey, how about I bounce a cup on my nose for an hour? And then he drops it right away.
Yeah. And then he's like, if I eat this glass, this broken glass, you're going to have to be my slave for a whole year.
And then the whole precedent, the reason that the priest had to, like, do this is because he's like, well, the precedent was started because you gave him a cigarette, even though that wasn't explicitly agreed upon.
Right.
But I just wanted to mention that because, actually, I knew a dude that ate glass.
Oh. And did he survive that?
Yeah, he did. I don't think he ever ate, like, a cup, like, you know, a broken glass. Huh. Like, you know, something kind of thick, but he ate light bulbs at least.
Ugh.
I know.
That seems extremely dangerous.
I would think so, yeah. I guess there's a trick to it, but I still wouldn't want to try it. But I guess the trick is just like grinding the glass until it's not pokey.
Until it's sand-like. You have kids listening, man.
Well, they shouldn't be listening to a show of swears.
True.
And. Do you want to throw another disclaimer in?
Oh, yeah. We are not real people, and these are...
Yeah, we're not real, yeah. This is all ChatGPT.
Right. And nobody accepts any responsibility for anything.
just like the world these days.
Right. So I noticed this was like 27 minutes, and also that the Seinfeld episodes are longer than... I guess half-hour segments are these days. What is up with that? Are they just advertising more these days or what?
Wait. So this was 27. I mean, this was on HBO, so HBO doesn't have ads, right?
At all?
They might have like a little quick interstitial ad. I mean, not even interstitial, like, you know, just between the shows. Hmm. But it'd just be like for an HBO show, but HBO didn't have... I mean, the whole thing about HBO is it's premium. You have to pay extra for it.
Yeah.
Seinfeld was always like 22 minutes.
Well, maybe I just feel like they take longer.
I think that's what's happening because they're not 27 minute shows. I think that the amount of ads has pretty much been the same. So in that 30 minute block, you're probably having about almost 10 minutes of ads, 8 minutes of ads.
Got you. So they mentioned at the very outset that they... that HBO had given him a bunch of money to, you know, to bring them to the audience.
Right, because no one knows who they were at the time.
Yeah, that had never been seen before. Is that true?
I think they weren't really known. I mean, yeah, I'm trying to think of like what they both did that I know of or you know of. I mean, so I guess the question is like, what do you know from them from otherwise? I mean, I guess there's some obvious answers there, but how do you know David Cross?
I feel like we've seen him in one of the movies we've watched here.
No,
isn't he the
have we?
The sound of Frank Oz? The voice of Frank Oz?
What? The voice? Oh my god, that makes no sense. You think David Cross is Frank Oz? Or you think whenever Frank Oz talks, it's actually David Cross's right. voice talking? That makes a ton of sense. Yes, I think that's what's going on. Oh my god.
I don't know. He just seems like maybe an SNL character or something.
I mean, you watch Arrested Development, right?
Oh, yeah, there. Okay.
Yeah, Tobias Funke, that's probably how you know him the most.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, yeah, he was in movies here and there and TV shows, but I can't really think of any that you would know. And then what about Bob Odenkirk?
Well, the obvious places from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul and
yeah,
all this
everything
stuff
in the last
he did
decade.
Post that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, Bob Odenkirk, I don't really think he did a whole lot between Mr. Show and Breaking Bad. He kind of like, but then he ended up becoming even like more celebrated than David Cross.
Yeah, I was going to make a joke that like, too bad like those two guys didn't do much after this show. Like everybody else got big.
Oh yeah, too bad the two main characters, I know.
Right.
I still think Tom Kenny is the richest of them just because he's SpongeBob.
Yeah, SpongeBob, like, super huge.
SpongeBob SquarePants?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, that's international. It made it to, like, China and stuff.
Oh, wow. Does he still get royalties even though he's not the voice of the Chinese SpongeBob?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I know. These are such intriguing, like, everybody is tuning in for these kinds of musings.
That's but if your sole work is voice work, and then if it's another country, do you get paid for that? That's a good question.
Yeah,
they might just like, you know, not even dub it, but I bet it's a kid show. They probably dub it.
Yeah, yeah. Like kids can't read, can they?
I know. Like when I was teaching a class, I was teaching mostly I taught adults, but then I did teach one class. That's actually how I met Nico, was the class I taught with like 5 or 6 year olds. Ooh. And at one point in the time, I actually wrote a Chinese character on the board to like try and like get them to understand something. And Nico's like, they can't read that. they're 5. Like, oh, okay. I just figured, you know, me being me, if I can read that, they could. Point taken. Well, speaking of China, we should have a little glimpse of what China has. No, that's going to sound so weird. Okay, let's just shut it down and pick up the next show. How's that sound?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks to everyone who listened. Yeah, is that?
Sorry,
that
did you have anything else to say about Mr. Show?
Like, kind of, but I don't like Anne Frank Hitler bit. What?
Oh yeah,
I don't know if there's anything to be said about it. So David Cross says, like, I have a one man, or this is a bit from my one man show where I do Hitler, and then he starts doing lines from, I guess, Anne Frank. And
is there an Anne Frank musical?
Maybe
or he just
she
is like singing parts of her.
I don't know.
Think that's a thing. Okay. But no? Maybe it is. I don't know.
I guess I. Not that like it wasn't distasteful. That's not why I bring it up. Not that it was necessarily. I just want to get the mechanics of the jokes here. I don't, okay. Like, is it just surreal?
No, so some mechanics of both the, so it was tied in with another joke too. So Bob Odenkirk did a joke too after that where he said, "I can recite all the states in 18 seconds." And then he like quickly said a bunch of nonsense, and one of them was like Chim Cham. Just a
Chim Cham, yeah. I like
Chim-cham. Yeah, completely. He said like Illinois, Indiana, la 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 Chim Cham. And so the joke for the Anne Frank Hitler thing was that Bob Odenkirk to the side was saying, "Hey," so he went to public school, so this is actually he doesn't really know the difference between the two. And it was the same joke for David Cross saying to Bob Odenkirk when he said the Chim Cham. He's like, ah, yeah. He missed his first day of school. That was his excuse. Just the first day. Never could catch up after that.
Right.
He thinks there's only five states. One of them's Chim Cham.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's all I've got about this.
All right. Well, let's go put bananas in our butts.
Yeah, thanks to everyone.
That doesn't make any sense to people. Okay, that was on the show. Right. We're not really going to do that.
Right.
Bye.